Leading medical groups have declared a national emergency in child and adolescent mental health triggered by prolonged isolation, uncertainty, and grief during the coronavirus pandemic. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, and the Children's Hospital Association said the pandemic had worsened an already existing mental health crisis among children and teens. Now what? Here's Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor and founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas. Lee, what do you make of this?
Well, you know, Gordon, this isn't just a problem that we're having here in the States. The World Health Organization looked at this, and for boys and girls ages 15 to 19, globally, suicide is the fourth leading cause of death. So it's a real issue, and I think it certainly has gotten worse in the last 18 to 20 months.
Yeah. What do you think the declaration itself means in terms of how we might react as a nation, let's say?
Well, I think that, you know, the study that I looked at showed the number of adolescents being taken to the emergency room. And, you know, that's what you do when you're not prepared for a crisis. And certainly, I'm not faulting that as an appropriate behavior, but I think that, you know, we need to be ahead of that. We need, as a nation, we need to understand that there's no single cause for suicide. Now, granted, depression is the most common condition that's associated with suicide, but so is anxiety, so is substance abuse problems, especially when they're unaddressed, when they go unseen.
All the school closings that happened during the pandemic beginning, say, spring 2020, there's a direct tie, I presume, to this?
I think there is, because you're connected to your school. You're connected to the people in your life when you're that age through your school or through your sport or through music, but it's all through the school, and the school shuts down. In addition to that, a lot of people were laid off initially, and that produces fear in the family. You know, oh my gosh, economically, are we going to be able to make it? And anxiety and depression, they're siblings. When one comes out to play, the other one's not far behind. So I think it's that whole environmental, the prolonged stress. And anytime we get stressed out or we feel rejected, and I know a lot of adolescents turn to social media during this time. And if you want an automatic rejection, go to social media.
Yeah.
And see how many more likes somebody else has, and see how much better, you know, their dress is, or see how much better their car looks. Or there's always something that on social media that can make us feel rejected.
We're speaking with Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor, also founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas. And we're talking about kids' mental health being declared a national emergency. Do you get the sense that we would close schools again in the same way we did, based on what we know now, if there were, say, another serious outbreak of a variant of some kind?
I don't have a clear feel for that. I mean, I look at what a university did a couple of weeks ago, and they had an incident on campus, and they closed down for a couple of days for wellness days. So I think that's in the back of people's mind is, you know, let's take some time to pay attention to each other. But what I'm seeing is schools aren't ready to close down. I think that what schools need to do and what we all need to do as society is just look for warning signs. You know, if you see somebody that you know, if they're in your class or if they played the trombone next to you and you see a change in their behavior or you see a new behavior that you've never seen before, recognize that's a red flag.
And so then what, Lee? How do we act on that? You can't just accuse somebody and say, hey, you're having issues, right? That goes down.
You can't, but what you can do is let somebody know, let your teacher know, let a counselor know, and just let them know, you know what? I really care about you. I see that you're acting a little bit different, and I care about you. And if it would help you to talk to me about it, or help you to talk to somebody about it, I can help you. And just by getting them to open up and have that conversation.
Thanks, Lee. Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor, and again, founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas.